as you remember the Supreme Lord of Love with devotion. Let all else fall away and merge into the light of the Supreme Self. And as you connect mind and heart, will and love completely with the Supreme One, feel yourself being filled with the power of God. dissolve into the Supreme Presence. abide merged in union with the Supreme Being. transcend the thinking level of the mind. Awaken to the real. Shiva. Shivaya. Shivaya Nama. Om Shiva Aham. Om Tat Sat. Namaste. So we're in the middle of reading an ancient Shaivite Agama from the Sarvajnanotaram. This one is called Atma Sakshatkara Prakaranam, translated from the Sanskrit into Tamil by Sri Ramana. And then, I'm not sure who translated it into English, a bit raggedly, but we're in the midst of this very deep jnana being delivered directly by Shiva. Meditate forever on that which is beyond the reach of the mind. Meditate without interruption, allowing no refuge for mental chatter. The joy that is attained in abundance in that Supreme Self is beyond all verities and is complete. Without any differences and beyond the reach of thinking, without any precedent, without anything similar, that which is the utmost frontier of consciousness and extolled as the supreme bliss, be immersed in that. Discarding all desire for objects, destroying the modes of the mind, the non-dual state of being the one, when the mind of the ego ceases, this is the supreme bliss. All directions, all places, all times are conducive to the yoga of the self, the Sat-Yoga, so say the scriptures. Differences of castes, orders of life, genders or such, cannot cause any differences in the least to the nature of knowledge. The color of milk is one, the colors of the cows are many. So is the nature of knowledge, jnana, observe the wise ones. Beings of whatever marks or attributes are like those cows. They may be different, but their realization is the same. This we should know. All the sages of all the traditions have come to the same truth. We must reach that one truth through silencing all the differences created by the illusory mind of the ego. Brahman. Brahman intimately pervades all. Brahman is the name for the Supreme Being more as a what than as a who, because God is both Paramatman and Parabrahman, the unified field in which all arises and the consciousness that is the knower of the field. It shines with faces in all directions. established in it without pause, think not of differences or of regions or directions, but remain in the center as the one. In this world itself, there is no mark or lifestyle or tradition for the one who becomes of the nature of the self. In other words, you transcend all efforts to become like something or someone else. You become uniquely yourself in becoming universal. He has nothing to gain by any action, and no action need to be performed, nor injunctions prescribing actions apply to him. Know this. In the days when this was written, there were a huge number of commandments that a Brahmin or a yogi would have to follow to be in line with the duties of one's caste and one's social position. And so he is saying, when you reach liberation, you are free of all human laws because you come directly under that knowledge which is beyond the law, which is the lawgiver itself. Moving or standing or sleeping, waking, taking food or water, in the face of the wind, the cold, the sun, unaffected will one be at any time who is at one with the Supreme. There will be no fear, and even if there is fear in the body or indigence, sickness, burning fever, indigestion, even when all of these may affect the physical, one established in the self remains peaceful and shining in fullness and never upset on any account, but always savoring the absolute satisfaction of the self. Whether going forward or returning, know that you are not the one that moves. When inquired into, there is no going or coming. In the ever-changing Dharma of Prakriti, the cause of the illusory creation, the self was never immersed. You must know that. Nor are you now. This world of matter, of nature, of illusory form, you are not in it. You have projected your consciousness in it, but you remain always transcendent. But that must come to be known directly. All activities prescribed are the work of Prakriti. This means the power of nature, but God is supernatural. So Prakriti is the illusion and is the source of all action. But the real, the self, is immaculate and without action. Only pure awareness, no thought, pure being, not doing. The self is beyond all that appears. The wise one knows this truth. For the wise one, there is no bondage to Prakriti, to nature, the delusion. For that one has earned the name of the liberated one and shall never be touched by the defects spoken of as the action of Prakriti. The same manner in which a lamp shines, destroying darkness with its light, in like manner, by destroying the enveloping darkness arising from the inexplicable ignorance of the ego, the self of the nature of the pure light of knowledge always is shining. Even as the lamp with the fuel of its ghee spent attains nirvana, or peace, silence, the yogi continuously contemplating the truth of the self will be in the peace of the self. Nothing greater is there to be attained than the self. This is the truth. When the pot is carried, the space within the pot, though it is conceived of as being carried, Is it not that the pot only is carried? The self, like space, remains motionless. When the pot breaks, nothing happens to the space. The space is without boundary or division. When the pot breaks, the space in the pot merges with the great space. When the inert body passes away, the self that was seemingly in the body becomes immediately realized as one with the Supreme Self. Thus, the Lord who is omniscient speaks with authority then when he says, one who is liberated, severed from all bondages, becomes all-pervasive, endless, with absolute awareness. Discarding totally all the agamas, meaning even this text, throw it away once you realize it, don't worship it. Attaining the pure samadhi of Atma Yoga, realizing by due enquiry that there is nothing else greater than this, destroy all the wrong ideas from the mind, all the differences, by meditating continuously on the great knowledge. Thus, the yogi who attains ever one's bodiless nature, the pure jnani whose dharma is the dharma of that nature alone, is the liberated one, shining inside and out, reaching across to everywhere. Omniscience and bliss, mature wisdom, remaining independent with limitless strength, attaining all these, he shines ever, the self, without affliction, with an immaculate form as the self, one merges into Shiva. So the repetition of the name of God, worship, bathing in the holy rivers, ritual sacrifices, etc., none of these are needed. The fruits of Dharma and Adharma, water oblations to the forefathers, the ancestors, none of these are for the liberated one. No injunctions for observance, no fasts. Nothing is required by way of getting into or out of any situation, nor are any vows of celibacy necessary for him. Know this, he is beyond all the rules of Dharma. All those rules are only for the ego, and once the ego is transcended, everything will be spontaneous and accurate and will follow the course of the real that is beyond any explicable law or formula or approach. Everything comes from a level of intelligence that is indescribable and unknowable to the limited mind of the ego. And one in that state cannot be judged by any conventional rules of behavior. Not having any recourse to falling into the fire or the water or falling from the mountaintop, enjoy the feast of the knowledge of Shiva, eternal and pure, free of all the rules applying to creation, including those laws of nature that you might believe in. Move about as you please. This is the truth, the one truth. There is nothing greater than this. Nothing greater is there to be known ever anywhere. Be rid of any blemish, rid of ignorance, with absolute infinite intelligence. Be the pure self by the pure conviction that all that is seen is pure, meditating on the immaculate nature of the self. One shall attain that supreme awareness. So that's the promise given by Shiva, that's the description, and that freedom is available here and now from all bondages, whether of a natural or of a psychological sort. And that freedom is the birthright of everyone simply through remembering who you are, what you are, continuously, until all traces of illusion have been eliminated. May you follow that impeccable formula for liberation and know that it is achievable here and now and is not a matter of time, but only of the intensity of one's yearning for liberation. May you know that peace that comes from discerning the difference between pure awareness and the contents of the mind. And may you abide in that pure presence that is free of all taints and all karma and all suffering. And may you know the deeper peace of realizing the source of your awareness, the source that is transcendent of the world and of any individual subset of the whole of reality, and to know the real as it is in itself, with the omniscience that is your true nature. And may you know the supreme peace of realizing that eternal power that has been forever transcendent, forever at peace, forever awakened as the creator, sustainer, and destroyer of all worlds, and the bringer of peace and recreation eternally.